Mud at night. Weeknights 6 to 10. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I woke up smiling on my face. Sun was out. It was a beautiful day. Yeah. And I remember that it's opening day. The glory of opening day.
Hey, it's Lou. Listen.
Hey, it's Lou.
I tell you, right now, I'm not happy. It's, as we all know, it's supposed to be opening day.
We understand that you have a brand new poem.
I'm having a tough day. My wife, she made some pancakes. I drew little seams on each pancake, make it look like a baseball.
Mow the grass that grows in your heart. It's time for baseball season to start.
A dark day for Red Sox fans.
Lou Maloney, former big leaguer, has just walked into the studio in full uniform.
I'm not losing my mind or anything.
To nice. Prove that we have all lost our minds.
Baseball's way of Happy New Year. And then there's another line in there.
So who the f*** is going to come up with a clutch hit? You tell me.
And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Right now.
Will they say goodbye to a recent...
We are very concerned about Lou Maloney today. It is opening day. Matter of fact, it's 5 o'clock, so the game started at, what, 3:37?
Yeah.
Where will we be? It's a Red Sox
fourth
game
inning.
Now.
Fourth,
no, second inning, maybe the bottom of the second.
Third, fourth inning?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I tell you what, if you follow Lou on Twitter, you can understand how unstable he is right now.
Yeah,
everybody knows Lou. Everybody knows angry Lou. They even know sarcastic Lou, one of my personal favorites. Very underestimated, right? Underrepresented, really. But unstable Lou is having imaginary baseball games with all his old friends. It's like his own personal field of dreams.
Well, I'm looking
never
at him right now.
Like it.
He's got another video up there. He's in full uniform. He's doing backhands off the wall and stuff like that. Crazy stuff.
Listen, don't worry about me. I'm fine.
No, okay? No, you're not.
No, you're not fine.
You're not fine. You may say that to yourself.
It's just been opening day.
Little seams on the pancakes. I can understand if your wife put the little seams on the pancakes. She's cooking the pancakes. You add the little seams. Seams after she made the pancakes.
Yeah, you know
Stop
that like
it.
Little like the red sprinkle?
I know
sprinkle?
What you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah, so I just put a little something on there,
yeah,
kind of make it look like baseball. I mean, I do. I think it's the greatest thing in sports. I have this argument all the time. People can say whatever they want. Super Bowl Sunday, you got whatever. Opening day,
pretty good day.
Is special.
You bring some grass in? You bring
and
some
it's
grass
gone.
To sniff?
Now, we will have eventually there will be an opening day, but it was supposed to be today.
That'd be August 15th.
So I put a couple videos out. So that's all right.
Yeah.
We're doing some lessons. We're doing some backhands. I put a little video out this morning to tell people how I was dealing with it. We're going to be just fine. We're going to get through this together.
So will Christian, they say goodbye to a recent bout of sorrow?
So, Christian, think about this. So, the city of Boston, there's nobody. Matter of fact, I saw Channel 25 last night did a whole musical thing where they went through the streets of Boston. And there's nobody there. It's just streets and no human,
no human beings.
No human beings, thank you, at all. Could you imagine him walking out into the streets of Boston in a full game day uniform?
I think he should actually do that. The only thing that's missing are spikes.
I couldn't do the spikes.
Well, I wish you would go full spikes.
Destroy the floors.
No, I couldn't go spikes. I had the Red Sox on, though.
Who won this imaginary game that was in your backyard this morning? Because I saw you were actually, you were like talking to people who weren't there. I mean, do you think there were going to be people coming out of your forest, that backyard of yours?
Yes. See, it was nice because this was supposed to be my first spring when I could enjoy that big, beautiful yard, right? I just cleared it all out, took all the trees out. I was supposed to enjoy the damn thing, right? Seed it up, make it look pretty, make it look nice, you know? And here is what I'm dealing with. Yeah, so I went out there. I opened up that gate in case somebody wanted to come through the woods. And unbeknownst to me, here he came. Nomar came walking through the woods.
Oh, Nomar did not.
Mo Vaughn, Jeff Fry, John Valentin, Mike Benjamin came in. It was great. Dauber, Trot, Tech, Wakey. It was Eck even came through right now. It was beautiful. I mean, the hair was flowing. It was outstanding. We had Yum Yum, Troy O'Leary, Darren Lewis, everybody. Darren Bragg popped in. I mean, it was outstanding. Mark Portugal showed
my
up.
Guy Ricky Williams
a,
there.
Yeah, Mark Portugal in his leather coat and some smags. I mean, it was a great time. We just took BP and went and just talked baseball.
Yeah. Coronavirus so hold really on. Getting we, to you, isn't it? Really?
We're going to hold.
Yep.
Because,
not at all.
Okay, so yep. I'm gonna, I want to play
Donnie Sadler
this
wasn't invited. I kicked his ass out of the gate. Kick him in my yard.
He's the one guy you wouldn't let in.
Nope.
If you haven't heard, I want to play right now, Luke Glenn. I want to make sure people hear this because it starts off like pretty much every little rant that Lou has. It's under control. He's rational. He's composed, I would even say. And then he gets into angry Lou. Then he gets into unstable Lou.
Right.
Hey, it's Lou. Listen, first of all, hope everybody out there is being safe. They're being responsible as we get through this coronavirus. If we're responsible, if we do what we're told, hopefully we can get on the other side of this thing quicker than maybe some people expect. We'll see. Just be responsible, will you? Because I tell you, right now, I'm not happy.
Here it goes.
Today is March 26th. It's, as we all know, it's supposed to be opening day, which I think is the greatest day in all of sports. The Red Sox are supposed to be up in Toronto. That is not going to happen. I'm having a tough day. I am. I woke up. I had my coffee, you know, my little Red Sox mug. My wife, she made some pancakes. I drew little seams on each pancake, make it look like a baseball. My son's a little concerned with me. I told him I'm going to be just fine. This isn't really affecting me. I'm sad, but I'm not losing my mind or anything. I mean, we've been in the house for 10-2 freaking weeks. It's not like I'm starting to lose my mind at all. And now I got to get thrown here and opening day gets thrown upon me. Gone. No more baseball. But I'll be just fine. Don't worry about me. I'm not losing it. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later on today. First, though, I got to get some work in. All right, bye-bye. Go!
Look! You know what's coming through the woods over there? Those are guys in white jackets. That's what they're coming at you.
Yeah, they're coming to put you in a straitjacket.
Oh my God!
See, what you don't see is so you do your little rant. You walk down the stairs and you're patting your glove like. It's like people are following you. Nobody followed you, Lou, to the diamond. That isn't even there.
According to you, nobody
followed me. So how did you do?
I hit a home run my first at bat.
You hit a home run. Wow, look at that.
Yeah. I had a good game.
Yeah, the problem is, here's the thing. Nobody's missing it right now.
Ooh.
Nobody's missing it.
Oh,
hold on. Just nobody's listening.
I got to say nobody.
Nobody is
nobody.
Missing.
What do you think I'm doing over here? You don't think people are missing
the
opening day?
You're the only person.
Right now,
you're
right
the only
now.
Person.
You and Roachie.
Christian, right now I'm missing NASCAR. Okay? I'm missing everything right now. What are you talking about?
The local kid.
I gave you an option. I gave you an alternative, Lou. Lou, I gave you earlier today. I gave you an alternative. I sent it out to you. There's marble racing now.
Marble racing.
Right, nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets infected. And then the race is just as exciting as anything else you've ever seen.
Yeah,
just a bunch
boring.
Of marbles running downhill.
You can't do marble racing.
What's the alternative?
How am I supposed to do marble racing?
You're boring, everybody.
See, here's the thing, though. So I actually believe that. I know it sucks and everybody's pissed off and angry, but this is a great opportunity for Major League Baseball to make some wholesale changes with their sport, with their game,
please,
to create more excitement, more interest. I mean, all these crazy ideas people had in, as far as making baseball better, speeding up the game. All those ideas are on the table now.
You're going to have
a shortened season.
You're
no,
unstable
Glenn,
now.
Come on.
Major
you're going to have
baseball?
A shortened season.
It's going to do this? Come on. Please.
Yeah, they got a good opportunity.
Wait, hold on. They're not going to have a choice, though, when you think about it. Like, so let's just assume the season
first
starts
have a choice.
June 1st. No, well, you're – how? Okay, so – how are we going to fit all these games in? If you
will
want
you tell
to
me,
play
are we
a full
shorten,
season.
Are we going to shorten the games? Are we going to have a pitch clock?
Well, maybe.
Really?
Yes and yes and yes.
Are we
going to
employ what they did with the World Baseball Classic, where if you go into extra innings, that you start a guy at second base in scoring position? No, they're not.
Yes.
They're not going to do any of that.
Neutral site
they
games,
should.
Double headers, shorter innings. I mean,
a day-night
you,
double
I don't
header
think
so they can get two admissions out of you.
I don't think there's a radical idea that shouldn't be on the table. I think it's
baseball.
All on the table.
It's Major League Baseball. It's tradition.
Well, I saw this article, right? Ken Rosenthal in The Athletic, how MLB can get creative and experiment and make the most of a delayed season. He talks to Joe Maddon, who, you know, Joe is out there. And
yep.
He does say, he said,
he's
drinking
wine
making
right
about
now.
Changes. Let's find out. Maybe we don't like the changes, Maddon says. Maybe we think they're terrible, but we have an opportunity to find out. And with that, I'm with you, Christian. Now, you know, I'm not saying pitch clocks or whatever. They're talking about shortening a season. I think there's a couple rules. If you shorten it and you condense it and you still want to play a lot of games, there's a few rules in particular that I think could help. Number one, if you're going to play a lot of games, limit more like days off, maybe not as many, you can't be playing 17, 18 innings. You just can't do it. Teams can't absorb that. You know, now you got injuries, and I know the rosters might jump up to maybe 30. They're already at 26. You can add some more pitchers. But if you decide to play doubleheaders, don't do the minor league thing, which is just 2 7-inning games. Do 1 7-inning game. Play a 9-inning game and a 7-inning game. So now all of a sudden you got, you know, 2 games going on, doubleheader, and that second game is a little unique. That second game is a little bit different. You know, there's a strategy. You know, a guy like Erod starts the 9-inning game, but in the 7-inning game, maybe you go a different route. You know, when you can use some. So that's one way of saying, like, okay, we're not going to play two nines. But the other one with the extra innings, you got to go with the minor league rules. In the 10th inning, you got to put a guy on second base. Find out if you like it. Nobody out, man on second, start the inning, let's go. It's sort of, you know, like the NHL when they started implementing these new overtime rules. It was, you know, the game's tied with 3 or 4 minutes to go. You're on social media, you look up, Bruins tied. All of a sudden, boom, you pop over to the Bruins. You want to watch the last 2 or 3 minutes. You know overtime's coming. It's 3-on-3. And then you got a shootout. So in baseball, when it's like 10:30 at freaking night and you're about to black out and pass out because you can't watch baseball for 3.5 hours, but it's tied 5-5 in the ninth, all of a sudden you come back. I want to watch this extra inning game. I want to see what this looks like. Like, I think it's a good opportunity to change two of those. If you're going to go doubleheaders, go 9-7, and you're going to condense the season, can't play long extra inning games.
Oh, good ideas.
Do the minor league deal in the 10th.
All good ideas, and it won't happen. I mean, they'll have a curtailed season because they're going to be forced to have a curtailed season. They may actually extend it into November and play in warm climates, but if people are back to going to the ball games, I don't think they're going to do that because I think they're going to have trouble again with revenue, getting people to show up to neutral sites. I think they're probably going to come up with a more creative playoff format where we're going to add some teams because if you're cutting the games down, let's say to 100 games, then, and you talked about it earlier in the show, the Washington Nationals were not in a position early on in last season to actually be in that position. And later on, it all worked out, right? So I think you're going to have to add more teams because some of those teams would have, if we had another 62 games, would have put themselves in playoff position. And you're going to keep more, you know, interest in the game and in a lot of different cities. Other than that, that's it. I don't see them doing anything else.
See, nothing. I think that if I think you have two different ways of looking at this. If you're like, okay, screw it, we can only play 60 games. We can only play 60 games. We don't change anything. We just play 60 games and that's it. Right. Well, I didn't have a chance, and you didn't play enough games. It doesn't matter. You play 60 games. Whoever has the best record at the end of that, then you set your. So there's really no new moving parts. That would be the simplest way to do it. You end it in October. Everybody's happy. You're not.
But financially, it wouldn't. See, by adding playoff games and playoff teams, you add money into it, and okay, you go back to your TV partners, and you say, we're going to make it up with these playoff games, so therefore we don't have to give you money back for the games we missed.
Yeah, okay. you create okay, a little well, chaos. To me, you make it 8 teams in each league. Right now it's 5. What do they want to do? They want to do the 6 or 7, I think, yep. The NFL is going to be doing.
Right.
Yeah. You know, make it 8. If you get 70, 80 games in, make it 8. So 8 in each, 1 through 8. Maybe the first round's 3 games. You want chaos? That's chaos. Because the 8 seed can beat anybody in a 3-game series. So,
Christian, I think it's an inventory problem. It's going to be how many commercials we can get in during the course of the year. Because they're still going to have a problem at the gate. They may have to play games with nobody in the stands. And the commissioner admitted that last night. So it's inventory of how much we can help out the TV partners. Because we don't want to have to give money back to ESPN, to Fox. We don't want to have to do that.
And I think that's part of it. So even though the easiest, simplest way is just to play 60 games, don't change anything. You don't have to fight and bitch and complain about getting some, you know, creative things into the game. Now, when you start saying, hey, I want to recruit my money, I need to save my house and blah, 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 I want to give these workers more opportunities to earn money that they missed in, March and April, well, then I find ways to make these games happen, even if they're 7 innings. Even if you can't keep them long, because I would say the players are going to say, listen, how do I get my money? And at the same time, how do I stay safe? Because I don't want to sit there and play 2 back-to-backs, 3 days of back-to-backs. Okay, so now you're going to open up the rosters. You're going to make the rosters bigger. I think there's so many cool little additions that Major League Baseball can adopt if they just allow themselves to just be open-minded to it and they don't get stuck in the mud and trying to appease everyone, because based on what's happened, everyone can't be happy. Someone's going to have to compromise, right? The Major League Baseball Association, they're going to have to say, listen, we don't like the rule, but you know what? Screw it. I also didn't like missing spring training and missing the first 2 months, right? So, we'll do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
I don't think the Players Association is going to give in and say that. I just don't. I think
it can't be that simple, though.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing you got to realize, too, is that you start offering more jobs. Now, all of a sudden, the players' union sits there and say, oh, okay. You know, right now it's 26-guy roster spot, right? You can say, okay, let's go and go to 30. We're going to get four more jobs, you know, from every single team in the league. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, you know, we're creating more jobs, more big leagues, you know, get more time, you know, service time, all this other stuff. So maybe if you play 80 games, you know, you get full-year service time. So, I mean, there's certain things that players are going to get to go along with getting paid or playing more games. So the union might sit there and say, okay, what do we got to do for this? All right, well, we got to do this. We're trying to protect you guys, the players. So we're going to adopt the 10th inning rule. Man on second. You guys can't play 16, 17 innings. Can't do it because you know what 16, 17 inning games do? Guys lose their jobs because of it. You know, relievers out there, he gives you 3 or 4 innings. He can't go for 4 or 5 days, right, or 3 days. So what do? They send him down to AAA. They option him down. They bring somebody else up. So all those extra inning games do is cause jobs. So by doing this, you're saving jobs. You're creating more jobs. I think that's how you try to sell it to those guys.
Yeah, I just think that if you're open-minded enough and desperate, because I think they will be desperate, I think you'll allow some of these changes. Because really, it's only for this year, and it would really only be for 3.5 months. That's it. 4 months tops.
But as we said before, though, I mean, once you introduce some of these things, somebody will like them. And they'll say, you know what, that 10th inning rule is next year as well. And, you know, we are going to play more doubleheaders next year. So, I mean, you know, once you bring a rule in, the people are going to like it. And it might be the new baseball, which I think would be
fine.
And
that's because
the players will like
I know
it.
Is that that baseball's eventually. Needed. Baseball has needed to be shaken up. They need it to be overhauled. It needs a renovation. All we keep talking about every single year, especially during the summer when it gets boring, is how do you speed up baseball? How do you make it more entertaining? What about the kids? The kids aren't watching. Okay,
but the players
here is
not
our
buying
opportunity.
Into
no, no. Well, you don't know what we don't know what the players are going to buy into because right now everyone's just trying to just survive. And just kind of deal with the situation.
I just think the Players Association is so strong, and they have been for a long period of time. The commissioner came out and adamantly said 2 years ago, we're going to put the pitch clock in. And we're all sitting there going, hey, this guy's got some balls. You know, he's basically saying, screw you, we're going to put the pitch clock in. As a matter of fact, he said he was going to put it in within 30 days or 60 days. It never happened.
I tell you what, that's the answer. And I'm more convinced than ever. Because, you know, during this time of nothing on TV, I actually sat and watched at one point that 1978 wild card game between the Red Sox and Yankees.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. These guys throw a baseball. They get it back. They never leave the dirt. They walk back to the mound. They look down. They see the catcher give a sign. And he throws the baseball again. Will. Like, I'm telling you, I bet you it was about 10 seconds between each pitch. Maybe 12 tops. And I'm sitting there watching it going, okay, this is what we're talking about. Catch the ball, throw the ball. What are we doing? It is on the pitchers, the pitch clock. Yeah. I mean, get it done.
Threw a fastball and they threw an off-speed pitch. That was about it. And now you've got an assortment of pitches. You've got the analytics within the game.
They all threw three pitches.
Bring all the relief pitchers in it. Not as much as you see today. And the strategy of the game has changed where you need time. You need time to hit the trash can so everybody knows what's going on.
No, because it's about technology. Yeah.
It's about
advancement
technology.
In medicine, all these other things. Yep. You know, you got the Tampa Bay Rays that say, hey, if you take a certain amount of time between pitches, your arm comes back better.
Yep.
And it's just like, oh my God. Meanwhile, we get all these advanced medicals, right? And everybody's talking about this is a way to protect yourself. And meanwhile, every single player in the league is getting Tommy John. Back then, nobody did.
Yeah.
Back then, nobody got hurt. They're throwing 300 innings. But now, all this new technology and new, you know, intel to help keep these guys healthy and what's right, they're all getting hurt at a bigger, higher rate than they did back in the day. Catch
Tommy
the damn
John.
Ball. Throw the damn ball. Let's get to the next pitch. Let's get a little more action in this thing. God, it's so obvious.
Yeah, as Christian said, it's been obviously for a long time, Lou. And you keep on saying this is a great opportunity. It was a great opportunity last year, the year before, and the year before that. And what the commissioner does is he's afraid of the Players Association.
Yeah, but don't
and
you?
And so they bow down in the end.
No, but now I almost even like the stimulus package, right? They figured it out. Everybody worked together. Listen, we can't fight anymore. We have to work together. There's going to be
wait till they see some of the ramifications.
No,
of this.
I know, but I'm just saying.
PBS, by the way, is getting money. We're not.
Okay, fine. My point is that normally I would say yes. The biggest problem with Major League Baseball not being able to advance into a new era are the players themselves. The commissioner and the Major League Baseball Association, they get it. They yeah. see how it needs to change, but the players are so resistant.
Yes.
It just drives me insane. That's how they can't
point.
See that. They're
not going to give in now.
I would say no, and I agree with you. But, however, I would say that they would all kind of look at it differently now, at least for for this season, and then what they could see is how cool some of these changes can be.
So
and then they would be more likely to ratify them. So in the future,
I don't think any of these things are going to come to pass, other than what I told you they were going to do, and then this stuff will be brought up in the collective bargaining agreement, and we'll see whether Major League Baseball has the balls to go and actually tell the players, sorry, we're going to have a pitch clock. Sorry, we're going to have rules for extra inning games. We're going to change it. And matter of fact, I think the players would like the extra inning games, wouldn't they, Lou? Does any guy like playing 17 or 18 innings?
No, I don't think they do, but you know, there's such a resistance to change the game. You know, there's like people like, oh, well, is it going to be an earned run? Well, dude, we'll figure that out. Obviously, you know, it's not going to be. I mean, to me, it's like the man reaches second base on an error, right? So if he scores, it's not an earned run. We'll figure this. But I'm going to get a loss. Well, okay. The game changes. Maybe we won't look at losses as much. There'll be a new stat. It'll be like extra inning loss. We won't really look at it. We won't put much stock into it. So, I mean, they just, and I get it, when you played, you sat there and said, nothing's wrong with the game. That's what everybody says when they play. It's not until you retire and you watch it and go, Jesus, look what the hell's wrong with the game.
The birds start to sing.
But there's ways around
trees
it.
Trees are in bloom.
I'll zip it.
I just feel like, man, they have a real opportunity
they
to
do.
Really
no, I'm,
shake
I'm not
things
disputing
up.
That.
And,
you're right. And they won't
and
do
I'll
it.
Be, and I'll be it. So disappointed if we come back. And they come back, and it's 60 games. We're just gonna and we're just gonna shoehorn as many games as possible.
Get ready for
we're not gonna change. So you're gonna because that's the problem. It's like you romanticize the game, which removes the ability to want to change it because you feel like your kids aren't gonna deal with this. They're gonna have a different set of circumstances and rules. Like it just it's so stupid. It's short. It drives me crazy that they have an opportunity to really kind of make some improvements to it. And you think, Glenn, that the players who benefit from the changes, they're still going to get paid the same amount of money, would be resistant to it. I don't
yes.
know. I find
yeah,
that
I
hard
think
to
they're
going to
be resistant until they get a collective bargaining agreement. And the union is going to say to them, hey, guys, they're a year away, right? We're a year away.
Yeah.
From collective bargaining agreement. Guys, don't agree to anything right now. You know, we have no control over the coronavirus. We're just going to play the way they want to play it out, but we're not going to add any of these new things. We'll include it in the collective bargaining agreement where we can get something back. You're right. Everybody's looking at the coronavirus. We've got to salvage the season. We've got to do this. I just don't think the Players Association is going to go along with it. You're going to have a curtailed season. You're going to have different playoffs. We were talking about this yesterday, and Lou was arguing for what Roger Goodell was doing to keep the draft in place. And
yes.
I read an opinion piece last night of somebody said that what Roger Goodell is doing is, remember his background. He's a marketing guy. Not a lawyer, he's a marketing guy.
Yeah.
And he's looking at it saying there's no baseball and there won't be at the end of April. There are going to be no NBA playoffs. There are going to be no NHL playoffs. Normally, we have a big control of the media when it comes to the end of April with our draft. Think about it this year.
Oh,
they're going to be dying. That's right.
They will get
dying
Super Bowl
for it.
Numbers.
Right.
And whenever they hold the draft, they really should think about, you know, making it a three-day event. You know, a 4, 5, 6, 7 day event like Adam Schefter talked about.
It is three now, right?
Yeah, it's three now. But go even longer. You know,
7 days.
I'm serious because think about it. I mean, like Christian, you said I'm not going to watch the seventh round. By the end of April, yeah, you will.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, I mean, you're watching marbles right now. Race for Christ's sakes! You don't think you're going to watch the seventh round of the NFL draft? They're going to be getting Super Bowl like ratings for this thing. It's going to be ridiculous.
And that's all he's thinking about. That's all the commissioner's thinking about. He doesn't give a rat's ass. He doesn't worry about the image or people going to be pissing and moaning, saying, look at what the country's going through. He doesn't care. All he's saying is, this will help us out down the road. He's willing to take some heat. I think, and this guy was right. He's willing to take some heat.
Let me give you a little bit of wrinkle on that idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which
you guys
one?
Hear Andy Hart talk about this draft, idea for the draft? Christian, you tell me.
Okay.
Hold the draft privately. okay? And then for television purposes, announce the draft, but backwards.
Oh, that is good. That is good. But somebody would leak it out.
That's interesting.
Somebody would leak it out. You don't think Schefter would get
like
a hold of
the final day, you Stop get the it. First round, 32 to 1.
I do like it, but there's no way they keep that a secret.
I do like that.
How many?
It's almost like... It's
let me ask
like
you this question.
Go ahead.
How many do you think that Schefter will get right, and how many will Rappaport get right? Because they're all going to leak them out.
Well, I don't know. You might have to have some kind of an agreement. You can't leak these things out. Let's go. No, but the problem is you're talking about agents. You're talking about family members. I mean, it's just...
You can't.
You probably can't do it. I love the idea, though.
It is a good idea. It's a good idea.
Love the idea. It's exciting.
It is a good idea.
Then you can have the Cincinnati Bengals. What's behind door number one? Oh, it's Joe Burrow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So you can, it's almost like the like the NBA when they do the lottery pick?
Yeah.
And it's like your team out of nowhere like isn't picking 12, and you're like, oh, my God, they're the top three. Oh, my God. All of a sudden, your team doesn't pick when they're supposed to in the third round. You're like, wait a minute. Wait, did they move up? Did they move up in the draft? Are they no second-round pick? Or when the Patriots are 23, it's not the Patriots anymore? It's actually the Miami Dolphins? And you're like, wait a minute. Pat's moved. Oh, it'd be great drama.
Yeah, but Goodell, maybe he may be willing to take the bad optics of what it looks like in society that you're continuing on like nothing's going wrong to say, screw it. We're going to own the world with this.
What do you think, honest to God? Am I exaggerating thinking to be like NFC, AFC championship numbers, Super Bowl numbers?
Yeah, huge numbers.
Ridiculous numbers.
Huge numbers. And for that reason, he will probably try to do it. And again, he will get criticized and ripped apart. Let me go to some of these phone calls. Here's Matt next up here on OMF. Hi, Matt.
Yes.
Hey, Matt.
I had an idea for extra innings, kind of copying hockey a little bit. Why not just have two outfielders, two infielders, a pitcher and a catcher, open things up?
Like three-on-three hockey.
Yeah, I mean, just a better chance of scoring runs.
Take an outfielder off, take a player off the field with each inning. So you go with two outfielders.
No.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, let's go.
It's Survivor.
Let's go. Let's go.
You like everything now, Christian.
Yes.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
That's a great idea.
I'm just saying. You take an outfielder, you go left center, right center, then you take a third baseman off. And if it keeps going, eventually it's just a pitcher and catcher. And when the pitcher throws the ball, he's got to go get it.
We're asking.
Yeah, for every extra inning,
baseball,
you lose a player. I love it. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, baseball's not
inside the park home runs.
Yes. Listen, I like it. See, there isn't an idea that I'm not into.
Jack's in New Hampshire.
To change it up.
Mm. Hello, Jack.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Jack?
Yeah, I just wanted to get back to the Brady and then Stidham situation.
Yes.
I think the Patriots are going to be, they're not going to be saying they're tanking. They're not going to be looking like it, but it's a covert action. Even if Stidham is good, I don't see how they're going to have it better than 5-11, and it's all to go all in on Trevor Lawrence, even if they have to like trade Stephon Gilmore, whatever they got to do.
So how do you guarantee that you're going to get Trevor Lawrence, who probably will be the number one pick in the draft next year? You're going to have to lose, 14 games.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you could trade up. Take your 5-11 spot and trade Stephon Gilmore.
So you got a team on the board that is literally tanking on the season, and Trevor Lawrence is on the board. They don't have a quarterback, and they're going to let you trade up.
Well, I mean, if they're going after him, right, it'll be difficult. But if they don't get Justin Herbert, I mean, you think Stidham's the answer?
I have no idea. We're going to find out, aren't we?
My guess would say
find
no.
Out.
Yeah, I would say the odds are against it, but I think a lot of people said that when Tom Brady was the fourth string quarterback on this team. Steve is in Western Mass next up here in EEI. Steve?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Lou. What's the biggest thing in baseball, slowing the game down? What takes the most time when you watch the games?
The pitcher delivering the baseball.
Why is that?
Because it takes too much time.
Well, dude, there's a couple of reasons. The signs that he's trying to get from the catcher, okay? The base runner's stealing the signs, so there'll be no more mound visits. Everyone will be mic'd up.
Base
runners, hitters, the pitching coach is calling the plays to the catchers and the pitcher, right to the pitcher's helmet, earpiece. Done.
Okay.
There'll be no more mound visits at all.
So the pitcher
change pitchers. If you want to change pitchers, that's it. You're out. Bullpen comes in.
Well, that solves the sign stealing thing. But what if the pitcher doesn't want to throw that pitch? He looks at the pitching coach and shakes
his head. No, he nods his head. No, that's it. It doesn't change the aesthetics of the game. Looking at it with a pitch clock doesn't change anything. When I played in college, I don't watch baseball anymore because it's too long.
It's because of the pitchers. I'm just saying, when the man on second base, it really doesn't take that long to go through the set of signs. You don't need to be doing multiple signs with a man on first. You only need to do it because someone's banging a trash can or you think someone's cheating. So you can control cheating, but that's not it. I mean, when the game was fast and people were delivering the ball in 10 seconds, they could shake and put down another signal. Let's do it. It's the fact that these guys get the ball from the pitcher. Go watch Matt Barnes throw a baseball or David Price throw a baseball. They get the ball. They walk around the mound. They wipe their forehead. Then they get back onto the mound whenever the hell they want. And then they sit there and they take a deep breath. They stare at the dirt. They look up. They see the sign. They get the sign. Then they take 17 more deep breaths. And then they gather themselves. And then they deliver ball one. And we got to do it again. I mean, it's pitch clock. They control the tempo of the game. They always have.
I would like to see what's happened in the last year since they adopted it in the minor leagues and whether these younger kids
you've seen it
are actually doing it or are they now because they're being instructed to do so to slow down
out there.
You're
seeing it. It's habit forming. We did a spring training game. Remember we talked about this. Watch this minor league kid who came into the game. He's in AA or AAA all year last year. He catches the ball and throws it. You saw it in spring training.
Give him three months. Strikes. Yeah, 3 months in the big leagues.
Well, not if it's a rule. He continues his habit.
No, but they need to change the rule. They should have changed the rule 2 years ago. That's what they should have done. All right, we're back at 617-779-7937. It is OMF.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, what are you guys doing to get through all of this stuff? Have you noticed that everybody at the station now is watching this Tiger King on Netflix?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I've seen the first two. I shouldn't say the entire first two episodes. I watched one and a half episode. I hate all these people. I despise them all. Ryan's been watching this. You've been watching it, right, Ryan?
It's one of these things that when I heard everybody raving about it, I'm like, it can't be that good. The people are right. I think it is as good as everyone is saying it is.
So do I have to start watching
what's it called?
Now?
It is called Tiger King. Lou, do yourself a favor. If you're watching the first episode, you get hooked, you're going to just want to pile right through it. Glenn, for whatever reason, doesn't seem to be as interested. I think it's a ridiculous story.
Okay. I've been watching, as I said, and I'll watch a little bit more of it. Everybody's raving about it. Do you remember? It's similar to everybody jumped on the who was the guy that was suffocating the cats? Remember that and putting videos.
Can I get a little feel for this thing? You got something for me, Ryan?
Yeah. What
am I dealing with?
This is how the first episode starts. Just a little synopsis before we throw you into everything.
You know, there's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire. So I'm sure y'all got a story to tell.
Here is a fact that may make you stop for a second. There are more captive tigers in the U.S. today than there are in the wild throughout the world.
Come here, you sexy beast.
And you would not believe how many sheriffs told me, oh, yeah, just down the street, there's a guy that has a lion or a guy down there that has a tiger. They just feel very strongly that these are mine and nobody's going to take them from me.
Our mission is to ban the private possession of these magnificent animals.
She wanted to shut down his zoo, and he wanted her gone.
The so-called Tiger King.
He is on trial, accused in a murder-for-hire plot.
Wow. Joe Exotic is accused of paying a person to murder Carol Baskin.
Damn.
She's a bad lady, too, by the way.
Nah, you think she's going to be helpful. She's bad, too. So this guy, Joe Exotic, by the way, not his real name, he's in prison right now, and that's what the whole thing is about, from a murder from a year ago. But the problem is today, I believe it was today or yesterday, he has filed a lawsuit out of prison for $74 million. He's suing everybody.
Everybody who's...
Yeah,
everybody who's in the movie?
Yeah, including his partner and everybody else. So what it's going to do is that it's going to create more interest in this thing. But everybody's been talking about it at the station. I've heard the guys talking about it. Greg's been watching it with his crew and Dale. I mean, we can watch it. I mean, I've been binge-watching stuff that I just know that I'm not going to have an issue with, like Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think I'm up to season 9, and I have watched this entire season. Breaking Bad, I'm watching that again because that was one of the all-time great TV series.
Did you ever get into The Marvelous Miss Maisel?
I did. I watched that.
Excellent. How about
very good.
How about Jack Ryan? Did you ever get into that?
I have not watched Jack Ryan. No.
Okay,
the new one. That's the new one, right?
The new one, and there's two on Netflix. Is it Netflix or Hulu? I'm not really sure. But those are the ones you got. You got to.
Here's what I
want
to watch right now. I'm hearing good things about Hunters. Have you heard about Hunters?
I watched the first two episodes. Was not a fan of it.
Is that
not
a fan of it?
Nazi Hunter show, Glenn?
Yeah. Yeah,
what do you have problems
with? Al Pacino is in that. Yo, Al Pacino. Yeah. It's cheesy. It's not very good.
Jordan Peele's
like
involved in this, and I like stuff that Jordan Peele does. So
yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so I shouldn't watch it.
No, you do whatever you feel is best.
It's about Nazi hunters in New York City, right? In the 70s, right?
I just sit at home at night. My kid puts. If I watch Ravens Home one more freaking time, I'm going to lose it.
You want to sit in a separate room?
Ravens Home.
I feel like
I don't know Ravens. I don't know some other show like Ron right at whatever that like you know the audience picks what happens in the middle of the show. It's some.
It's like one of those choose your own ending books, and then
yeah, but there's a couple different shows that my kid watches, so we just watch that instead of sports.
I feel like we all need tomorrow. We all need to come with one Netflix or Hulu or Prime Video, whatever, one series or show. Each we all need to come with one that we recommend highly. Watch it over the weekend. Come back with your grade.
Is it an old show?
It could be whatever you want. We can't
Kirby,
be like Kirby
you can't lose with Kirby
you
Enthusiasm.
You can't do
you can't
it.
Lose
be,
with that.
It's got to be relatively
great. It's
new.
Awful.
No, I know. So
awesome.
No to Kirby. It's got to be somewhat obscure.
Like, I just gave you one, Hunters, and you said no to me.
That's not obscure. I saw it the other day. It was not very good.
I don't know what obscure like what is obscure. Like what?
No, like you're talking about. What's that thing you call channels? What's it called? Channel?
Channels.
No, what was that show you just talked about, Glenn?
Tiger King?
No, the other one.
Hunters.
Yeah, same thing.
That's what I
like that. Okay, you know, like that. Okay, that's
fine.
Out
fine, you use that one.
I
I'm not
check
watching
out Tiger
that
King.
One. I'm not. How about there was a series on I think on ABC. It was called Happy Endings. You guys ever heard of this show? It like replays. They take all. It's from the 2009, maybe 10 or something like that.
I can't
There's
watch
only
any.
Three seasons of it. Well, it's actually really good.
So I have a problem with any of the shows that were on over the air network. I mean, Office.
Why?
I'll give you that one. That's damn good.
I'm telling you this one. You can trust me on this one.
But I like the fact that now HBO and Netflix and Hulu have changed the landscape of watching their shows. The shows are more real. The language is more real.
Oh, you can curse.
You can curse. The old ABC, NBC, CBS shows.
Fine. There's my
Seinfeld,
show.
Seinfeld, great show. Office, great show.
You've never heard of that. That's my point. You've
Seinfeld
never heard
wasn't
of
a great show.
You've
Office
never,
wasn't a great show.
I was not an Office guy, but Seinfeld was
Cheers, great show.
Excellent. You were in it. Okay. Nice shameless plug right there for our boy Glenn.
Right?
No. Point. Okay, mine's Happy Endings. You got to watch the first season of the TV show Happy. Exactly.
Was there
That's
a second
my point.
Season?
So Happy you Endings. Can't tell me something. You can't give me a show that everybody knows about. I don't want to. Ozarks. Everybody knows about it. How about this one? There's another one called Catastrophe.
By the way, will you tell your kids to get off of playing video games?
No, they're outside. They're outside.
Okay,
they're outside.
Okay, I'm looking this up. Happy Endings. It was a single camera comedy, originally aired as a mid-season replacement. It lasted one more season. So we could probably do that tonight.
So it sucked.
No, it just Lou, do not listen to him. He doesn't
Six
know, I just
best friends
it.
Living in There's, Chicago. Oh, you know what? I do remember this show.
This is three seasons of it. There's like 15 shows in each season. It's like really
How many seasons
a lot
did you
of
say?
Mileage out of it. Only three. I'm amazed it only made it. It's
no.
Than three.
Two and a half. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, so two and a half. That's fine. Okay, so fine. So two and a half. I liked it.
We're getting suggestions on the text line. People are suggesting Pushing Daisies, Mr. Sunshine, what do we got? Peaky Blinders, which is boring. All-American, The Blacklist. Oh, Lego Masters with the kids. I'm going to pass on that.
All-American's for the kids.
Sunshine. I think Lou, Christian, and Tyler are the three that I know have not seen Tiger King. I think the three of you guys got to sit down tonight, bang it out. It's 45 minutes.
Lego
if you get
Masters.
Through it, then you're going to want to watch the rest
see, we're
of
kind
it.
Of dying. It was, we're still kind of like The Voice, Masked Singers.
Oh, geez, you're still on that crappy show.
Yeah, it's crappy. Even American
when's,
Idol. We're diving
Gronk,
back into American
Gronk
Idol
back?
These days.
When's Gronk coming back?
He should
I'll
be back next week, maybe. They
see,
just finished
when,
Group C.
Yeah, I'll watch it when Gronk's on there.
Yeah, I think he should be back next week.
Wait,
maybe.
So he's... Okay, so he's actually... I don't get how this show works. Like, so they got
there was
they
three groups,
like,
A, B, and C. They narrowed it down to three winners, I think, from each group. So there's nine moving on. So Gronk was in that first group. So you haven't seen him in weeks. So yeah, so
Shaka
I think
Khan lost
I think
today,
next week. I think I don't know if all nine are coming back in one group. I don't know how they're gonna. Maybe they break into two, but I don't know. We'll see. But I think he should be back next week. It's a good show. I like that show. By the way, speaking of shows, I don't know if you guys heard
this. You like
this
that
not.
Show because Mason likes that show.
Yeah, I know. He does like that show. But so Donald Trump is up there right now with a little 5 o'clock
yes,
little presser.
Is. Yeah.
And out of nowhere, he just sort of dropped this one in there.
We had a terrific meeting. Somebody in the fake news said that one of the governors said, oh, we need Tom Brady. I said, yeah. He meant that in a positive way. He said, we need Tom Brady. We're going to do great. And he meant it very positively, but they took it differently. They think Tom Brady should be leading the effort. That's only fake news. And I like Tom Brady. Spoke to him the other day. He's a constant.
He's a good guy.
So they spoke the
other
day.
What?
As a,
you know what?
Tom Brady should cure coronavirus.
You know what? In Tampa, he can wear the MAGA hat down in Tampa.
We need Tom Brady.
Those people will like it. They'll like it down
voice.
There.
He sounds like he's struggling. Tom Brady.
Jesus.
Tom Brady.
And the 2 Corinthians met the Easter Bunny and came back from the dead.
I need more of that guy.
We're going to do more. We're going to do more of him.
More
of
him?
We'll bring him back. We'll
bring him back.
I promise you. We'll bring him back. But this is interesting. So he's admitting now that he had a conversation recently with Tom Brady. So he had time away from the coronavirus to actually pick up the phone and congratulate Tom, maybe to go to Tampa Bay. So,
spoke to him the other day.
Yeah.
So
he's
when
not
you
gonna
say
have
spoke
that, he's
to
not
him
have
the other
that
day.
Problem in Florida. Would you agree? He's not going to have people all over him like he did here in New England when he had the MAGA hat.
No.
Just imagine if he would have been playing for the Tampa Bay Bucks while he was running the first time. I mean, it would have been a whole different scenario, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't have been as big a deal down there. I mean, the national media.
The reporters would be wearing the hats.
Yeah.
No, I think this is what you need. You're going to be, we love, and he says that he spoke to him the other day.
We're going
to
do it, and he's meant it very positively, but they took it differently. They think Tom Brady should be leading the effort.
Oh, God.
So this apparently is where it came from. I'm just reading this now. This is a tweet on why Trump even mentioned Brady. It says on a... Jill Colvin tweeted this out. On a private call Thursday, governors from both parties pressed Trump for help. Washington Governor Jay Inslee urged Trump to use his full authority to ramp up production of medical equipment. Be like Tom Brady, he told Trump, less like a, quote, backup quarterback.
Meanwhile, this is how the president decided he had heard it.
Somebody in the fake news said that one of the governors said, oh, we need Tom Brady. I said, yeah. He meant that in a positive way. He said... We need Tom Brady.
Is he reacting that he thinks that some of the media were ridiculing him because he brought up Tom Brady? You know, why is he bringing up Tom Brady? Is that what he's doing?
I don't know. No, apparently some governor brought up, your friends with Tom Brady, be more like Tom Brady, not a backup quarterback. Stop acting like a little pissant backup quarterback, maybe. I don't know.
Spoke to him the other day.
So
don't act like Jared Stidham. Don't be a Brian Hoyer. Hey, do we have any Ryan Mallets in the house? Don't be Ryan Mallet. Don't be Rohan Davey. Do not. Strong arm. Lots of upside. But no. He doesn't know where to throw the ball.
See, you're just running down.
Fauci probably on Good Friday. And a great Friday for Trump.
You're running down. you're running down all of those names of the guys that we have seen come through the turnstiles here in New England, never getting the opportunity to really be legitimate starters. But it is one reason, I think, that we're looking at Jarrett Stidham, and a lot of people can't take him seriously, right? Because there have been a bunch of guys that they have brought in. He's a fourth-round draft pick, and yet it looks to me like this is where Belichick is going. He is going with Jarrett Stidham. He's going to live and die with Jarrett Stidham.
Hmm. Yeah, well, see.
I don't. I don't know. It's he's going to be protected, and I don't. I still think they're going to bring another person in. I think they're going to be one more person.
Like who?
But if they already, I don't know.
Cody Kessler's out. I can bring somebody else.
I think there's another. I think there's another quarterback with maybe 2 or 3 years in the league. Has a little bit more upside, was always a backup, just needs more of an opportunity. Yeah. And I think that's the type of guy they're looking for.
Blake
Bortles was a starter and a first-round pick. That's not the type of guy they're looking for. We're talking about a guy that's been somewhat developed team. Our guy from a Detroit. Who's that guy named, Ryan? Blau.
David Blau.
David Blau did nothing. Kyle What's Allen.
He's got enough. He started. He's got some playing time.
Yeah, he started. He went 0-5 for the Lions. He's perfect for this team.
Matt Patricia was his coach.
I wanted to ask
you. I would rather have Blake Bortles.
The report that the Patriots had called on Kyle Allen before he was traded to Washington, right?
Yeah.
It was Kyle Allen, Brian Hoyer, or was Kyle Allen to round up the quarterback room and say, that's it, that's what we got? Brian Hoyer, Kyle Allen.
That's a good question.
Did they do that?
No, I think he was Hoyer. He was supposed to be Hoyer.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's
sure. Like if it's okay, if we got Kyle Allen, which obviously they watched last year and they kind of liked, you know, he and Stidham kind of, and then Hoyer's just there, or was it in place of Brian Hoyer? And hey, let's go get a quarterback in the draft. And now we got Stidham, we got Allen who played a little bit. He replaces Brian Hoyer. It seemed like he probably replaced Brian Hoyer.
So maybe
the money is cheap too.
So maybe they were looking at it and they were saying, what is Indianapolis going to do? Are they going to cut Brissett or are they going to cut Hoyer? So that may have been part of the equation, right? Because at the time, there were some people that thought maybe they would try to move on from Brissett, trade him away because it's big money. He's big money. He's $15 million on the books, isn't he, next year? So they might have tried to dump him.
I'd rather have Allen than Brian Hoyer, no?
But
then again, he doesn't know your system like Hoyer does. I mean, there's a reason why Hoyer is here. So I'm wondering if Kyle Allen was to round up the quarterback three.
Well, remember, Hoyer came here as part of the Garoppolo trade because they needed somebody here that was going to be able to, you know, back up and be able to understand the, you know, what they run. So I think Hoyer's probably the perfect guy as that backup guy. Christian might be right. They might add a third, but they could easily dump Cody Kessler, right? Dump him out. All right, we got last call. We got some great stuff, including an impersonator who does an unbelievable Trump. We'll do all of that and more coming up next.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
Oh, I'll let it go.
Good.
Last Call.
And I'm thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All right, Last Call being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Help a child donate your car by calling 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Well, we played it the other day, and then we gave a little review of SmackDown and Gronk doing part of it with nobody in the crowd. Here it was the other night.
Michael, let me tell you something. I've been watching since second grade from the nosebleeds when the WWE will come to Buffalo, New York, my hometown. I've been watching at the arena, FCW Arena that is, in Tampa, Florida, to support my boy, Mojo Rawley, when there was only 5 people in the stands.
All right. So there's your
sold out.
Okay.
Yeah, boy,
there's your new star. There's your new star of WWE, and he's going to be your host for a 2-day WrestleMania that's coming up the first week of April in Tampa. So Jim Cornette, who is an old agent, a color commentator, manager, promoter, he's done everything of the WWE, he gave his little review of Gronk's SmackDown appearance the other night.
So this guy is a
big star football player, right? I know nothing about football. I've heard his name as, you know, in passing. I don't seek out any knowledge of any football players. This guy's a big star. Is he supposed to be a goof, or did they just make him a goof for this? Was that dancing, or was it epileptic seizures? Was it convulsions? Was it twerking? He humped the ring post, for God's sake. What the f***? He came out like a goof. He recited a memorized statement. I'm happy that he was a fan when he was young and etc., but that's what it looked like, another instance of a fan that won a contest to come get in the ring on Raw. And then somehow Gronkowski is told before he goes out there how to say the line that he was supposed to say, which was, I'm not, you know, running the show at WrestleMania, but I'm going to really support a match between you, which was awkward anyway or whatever. And somehow he managed to mumble mouth that. I'm going to advocate for a match between you guys at WrestleMania. Reedy, because there's nobody there. And we signed it in an embarrassing way with our embarrassing host. Can you imagine how stinky, if this guy's the host of WrestleMania, how stinky and sounds like an idiot?
I hate to say it. It's not going over big in the wrestling community.
Gronk, no?
Not going over big.
Wait, who is this guy again?
Jim Cornette.
Jim Cornette was around.
He's been around for a long time.
In the 90s. He's worked everywhere. Yeah. I mean, this, like you said, he doesn't follow sports because wrestling has been his whole life. And just the horror that he had to have been feeling when you saw Gronk twerking in front of nobody.
Yeah, but don't you think WWE and the NFL probably they share a lot of the same kind of demographics with fans? Aren't they similar?
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, most wrestling fans probably, I would say 80% of them know who Gronk is.
Yes. What the f***? He came out like a
Oh, that's funny.
I'm with him. I don't think this thing is promising, and we love Gronk. We'd love Gronk to do well, but man.
The host of WrestleMania, I don't have the power to make matches, but I am advocating you two to have a match.
He said advocating.
He's never said advocating in his life.
I am avocadoing for you two ever.
He's never said advocating in his life.
So Lou's advocating.
So Lou was talking about Trump, the president. He's been speaking here for the last hour, and of course he's sitting there saying he's doing a great job. Apparently the public agrees because the latest poll shows 60% of the public out there think he's doing a good job, and of course he thinks he's doing a good job.
Of course he does.
He'll tell you so, that he's doing a good job. So we'll let you hear a little bit of Trump. Here's Trump.
On a bill, I think that maybe had even less of an impact than the fact that we're opening up this incredible country. Incredible. Because we have to do that. I'd love to have it open by Easter. Okay? I would love to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and they're just raring to go by Easter.
So there you go. Easter Sunday is a big, big day for Trump. And so J.L. Colvin, who is a comedian in New Jersey, he's also a lawyer, by the way, he does a great Trump impression. So he brought Easter, and since it's a big day, he brought Easter in as his subject with Donald Trump.
250 years ago, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whose full name, you know, he was Jewish, so his full name might have been like Christowitz, but God rose him from the dead on a holiday we now call Easter. Not a lot of people know that, but it's called Easter.
Easter.
It's when Jesus and the two Corinthians met the Easter Bunny and came back from the dead. It's a beautiful story. Very important for the Christians like me. And I have decided, I'm announcing today, we are going to bring back the economy on Easter Sunday.
Oh.
Because God, who, to be honest, is, you know, he's a good God. He's done some strong things. Some, let's be honest, his record is, like, not so great, though. He brought one guy back on Easter Sunday. And it was his son, so it was kind of, like, biased. But we're going to bring back the entire economy on Easter Sunday. And at that point, I think basically I'm better than God. So when we do it, we're going to do it toughly. We're going to do it with great compassion,
toughly.
Great strength, tremendous strength, and also toughness. Easter Sunday, we're going to put it on pay-per-view. God versus Trump. Who brings back more people on Easter Sunday? We're doing it. I'm going to fire Fauci probably on Good Friday and call it Great Friday for Trump. Huh. And that's it. So let's do it. Let's get perfect health. Let's get back to work. Jesus Christ, not as good as Trump.
Oh, guy's great.
J.L. Coffin. Hysterical. Just hysterical. He's got it down. He's got it down. And the lines are funny. Oh, my God. Mutt's in the house. Hello,
sure
Mutt.
You can rip on Trump all you want, but he didn't wear a baseball uniform to work today.
Can I just ask you, Christian problem? And I would like to know, how embarrassing, what are people saying out in the hallways?
I mean, there's already four people here. What are you talking about?
What are they saying?
Pulled me aside and said, just so you know, I don't know if Lou's going to be crazy when you go in there. There's people that want to talk to Lou. A couple counselors want to sit down with him after the show. It's weird. I've never seen letting more people in the building now to talk to Lou. They've cleared out the whole break room down there.
I've already announced that tomorrow we're going to do footwork around the bag. Turn
it to
There you go.
We're gonna do that.
Yeah, there's three guys out here with butterfly nets. Finally, they're asking us to do more social media. We found what you want to do. Like 2 weeks from now, when there's no sports, what is going to happen to you? You're done.
You bet on marbles yet or what?
Yes, Fourier sent that tweet out today. I'm going to bet on marbles. I'm going to bet on these free.
Yes,
these got simulated games on DraftKings every night. I keep signing up for. So I look.
Take the blue marble. The blue marble.
The blue's the fast one. It should be opening day. I should be doing a Red Sox postgame show tonight.
It's like the seventh inning right now.
That's not going to happen. I'm going to rant on baseball for a second. I know this is a big day for everyone to say how great baseball is and we miss it so much, but we're going to rant on it to start, and we'll get into Tom Brady Sr.'s comments on Tom Brady among the many topics tonight here on the show, Glenn.
So could you hold off until Lou leaves the building? Because you don't want to upset him even more, right?
I want to make eye contact with him.
No, right now. Good.
Here's the good news,
Lou. He brought a bat to work. He's wielding
good.
Lou, here's the good news. Yes. As big a day as opening day is, as you know, the second day in baseball is the day they leave open just in case the first day gets rained out. So tomorrow you don't have to worry about it. It's a nothing day in baseball tomorrow.
This is true. So that's nice. I got something to look forward to. A nothing day.
All right, boys. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Mutt at Night is coming up next. You don't want to miss it. Good night.
Jesus and the 2 Corinthians met the Easter Bunny and came back from the dead. It's a beautiful story.